Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. When you know every single day that you show up to serve and lead and to care for and to be a role model for others, your confidence comes in. Your perception aligns with the truth that you're here to make a difference. Your perception aligns with the truth that you are capable of helping other people. And when they see that you're helping other people and you feel like you're helping other people, that alignment of perception comes back into alignment. And you feel better about who you are because you recognize that other people are seeing your greatness. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Have you ever had the pain point where you perceive yourself different than everybody else around you? You know, you think you're this great, amazing person and other people around you are being mean. Or maybe sometimes you're like down on yourself, but everyone's like, no, you're awesome. I love you. What's wrong? I love you. If you ever had that, it's like there's this challenge sometimes between our self-perception and how other people perceive us. So let's talk about what you can do to bring those a little bit closer together so you don't feel sometimes where people think you're like this, but you really know in your heart you're like this. So the first thing you have to do is make sure every single day that you have a very clear intention for who you want to be. You can't keep bumbling into each day and just reacting all day. You have to have an intention for, like, what kind of person do I want to show up to the world as? Like, how do I want to be perceived? And be really clear about that. Don't just, like, wander into social situations all throughout high school, all throughout college, all throughout your professional life, showing up as you do normally. Instead, go, how do I really want to be in the situation? How do I want to feel in the situation? How do I want to treat people in the situation? How do I want other people to perceive me? Not in some kind of method of conformity, but rather, like, what's the real me? If you can't articulate the real you, please don't ask other people to figure it out. If you're not clear about your own values, how you want the world to see you, and what you want to accomplish, please don't ask the world to know who you are and what you're about. So it begins with that intention, that clarity of self first. You got to do the homework. You got to do the personal development. You got to read the books. You got to geek out on figuring out your values, your drives, how you want to show up to people, what your goals are. Because if you don't know it, I promise you, we're never going to figure it out. And I think a lot of people are really miserable in their life because they're like, no one understands me. But they don't understand themselves, or they don't understand themselves and communicate who they are. So it all begins with intention, all begins with clarity. You got to start by defining yourself, and every day look at it. I mean, like, literally every day, like, what are the words that should define how you're going to be today? I have people write that down every single day. Like, I want to be a person who is, and write it out. I want to treat other people like this. Because if every day you show up as that person and you treat people like this, then integrity starts happening in your life. You have that congruence of being who you really want to be, and more people see you on a consistent basis being like you versus scattershock just reacting or conforming or trying to fit in. Now, when you know you and you show up as you more often, they go, I get you. So the second big thing you can do is learn by discussion. This is the hardest thing to do. And what this means is ask other people how they perceive you. I mean, it's the hardest thing, but let's say you got a job and you have a great meeting and you feel good about the meeting. Lots of people will walk out and just go celebrate and they'll go, I guess I did a great job. Instead, ask other people, like, how did that meeting go for you? How do you think I did? Was there anything else I could do better? How do you think of the way I talked to this person? Is there anything that you feel like I missed? And just start asking other people to share their perceptions of you and your performance. It is the gutsiest, scariest thing in the world for people to do, because most people don't want feedback. But if you never solicit feedback, if you're not consistent in asking for it, then people just don't say it. And then one day they're like, well, I think you're like this. And you're like, how could you say that? We've been in a relationship for 10 years. And they're like, I guess you never asked. So you gotta ask. Ask consistently and constantly in almost everything you do. Be like, how was that? Did I come across as this? I was trying to go for that. Did it work? Today I shot a couple of these and I asked my team, I'm like, do you think that was, like, too slow? Was it too fast? Did I get my points across? Because if you don't ask that, you don't know. And a lot of the external feedback that comes from others can give you the real direction for how to be better. I know it's scary. I know it's like, well, people might say negative things, but if you realize all you're trying to do is learn, not judge, everything goes fine. If all you're trying to do is say, hey, just give me the honest feedback and don't worry about saying it exactly right, I won't get hooked, I won't get mad, you gotta actually have those conversations with people. Allow them to share the feedback and don't take it personally. Take it as a learning point that either applies and is true for you or not. Like, I get a lot of feedback, I'm like, I don't agree with that. That's not true. I don't think that's true for me. I'll try to do better next time to make sure that that doesn't happen. But I don't ever hold it against other people. Now, is it true that some people are gonna be mean to you? Is it true some people are gonna call you names? Is it true some people are gonna be hard on you? Yeah, that's part of life. So don't be surprised by it anymore. You're too old now to be surprised by other people being a jerk to you. You should know that it's gonna happen. You should know people are gonna give you negative feedback. And what you have to do is start learning to take feedback from people who know how to deliver it. If someone gives terrible feedback and they're a terrible jerk and they're always that way,
man, don't take that personally. Just know that's their style. That's their thing. That's their life. That's their, you know, axe to grind, not yours. You want to find the people in your life who know how to give good feedback, and you want to ask them for more of it. The third thing you can do is make sure that you're doing progress checks. I know a lot of people who feel like, you know what, I'm amazing, I get a lot done, I'm awesome, and yet they are still living in their parents' house and they're 50, you know? A lot of people's self-perception isn't real because their self-perception is never checked against progress. Self-perception should always have a component of self-evaluation compared to where you want to be. Because a lot of people think they're great, but they haven't done anything in 7 weeks. A lot of people think they're also not good, but they've had so much progress, they're not giving themselves credit. We got a lot of people who are so amazing in their life, but they never feel amazing because all the progress they get, they never look at it. And they never integrate those wins, integrate that progress, integrate that momentum. And so their identity feels weak, they feel bad about themselves, they hate themselves, even though they're amazing. And sometimes we have to tie a little bit of our perception to our progress because that just makes it real. I know people comment and go, well, you don't understand, Brendan, that's a dangerous thing to do because some people, if they're not getting any progress, they'll hate themselves. No, this isn't about hating yourself. It's about being real with yourself. Like, if you're not progressing towards your goals, call a spade, be like, you know what? I'm not showing up enough. I'm not giving my full. I'm not like playing intensely. I'm not protecting my time and handling my time well. I'm not speaking up for my truth. Sometimes you got to be real with yourself before you know yourself. Sometimes you got to acknowledge the fact that you're not progressing, and that will spark something under you. Go, you know what? I don't want to feel like a loser. I don't want to feel like I'm not doing things. And I know that language is hard for people because no one wants to feel like a loser and no one wants to feel like they're not doing anything. But sometimes it's okay. I mean, there's times in my life when I want to be a writer, and many of you guys know I've written 6 best-selling books now, but I'm telling you, before that period of time, I kind of hated myself because the truth was I wanted to be a writer, but I wasn't writing. And at some point I had to own that and go, you know what? It's okay I feel crappy about myself as a writer because I'm not writing. And that internal angst can sometimes become fuel and fire. The main thing is don't let the internal angst stop you and hate yourself. Instead, acknowledge it is real, call a spade, and get back in there and improve. Approach your life as an opportunity to grow and progress faster, and your self-perception will start to align with it. Like, your self-perception, your confidence, how you feel about yourself, if you can align it with real progress, you'll feel momentum and the depth of your character. If you have the bad days or the bad weeks or the bad months, you gotta acknowledge it and be okay with it. Don't hate yourself, but go, I can do better. What's my next project? What's my next progress checkpoint? What's the next milestone? And get back on track again, and you'll find yourself feeling better and people perceiving you in more of your truth, which is a capable, competent, confident person. And then I'll share the last thing. There's no greater way to gut check your self-perception than the degree in which you have leadership in your life. Are you being a role model and a leader for other people? And you know that question is either a yes or a no. It's a binary thing. Either yes, I am being a role model and I'm trying each day to have the role model mindset, to lead other people, to influence them positively, or you're just going through the motions. And ultimately, a lot of people's self-perception, they're scared to check it because that's a high standard, right? To check your identity, to check who you feel you are against the reality, the influence you have with other people. It's super hard and super scary. And there's gonna be parts of your life where you're like, oh my God, I don't have any influence with people. They don't like me. I don't have any leadership. Well, then call a spade and say, what do I need to learn about communication? What do I need to learn about leadership? What do I need to learn about persuasion? Because if you can get better at those, your self-perception of yourself improves. You start feeling good about yourself when you're a better communicator. You feel better about yourself when you can lead other people. You feel better about others when you can influence them to support you, believe in you, buy from you, cheer you on, or at least improve their own lives. Because you want to know when your self-perception goes to its highest, when you know that you're in service to others. When you know every single day that you show up to serve and lead and to care for and to be a role model for others, your confidence comes in. Your perception aligns with the truth that you're here to make a difference. Your perception aligns with the truth that you are capable of helping other people. And when they see that you're helping other people and you feel like you're helping other people, that alignment of perception comes back into alignment. And you feel better about who you are because you recognize that other people are seeing your greatness. You can't be great if you don't lead. You can't feel great about yourself unless you care for other people, you serve other people, and you seek to be a role model. These are the things that can align that self-perception, what other people think and what you think, and gut check yourself once in a while because you're an extraordinary person. So start living like one. If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships. It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn You're Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in.
In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.